font. She's been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long. I couldn't hardly stay in bed. Next morning I tried to eat my breakfast, and the blues were all in my brain. I'm sitting here waiting for her to call me on the phone.
Reynolds, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
And you're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, thanks for joining me in the garage tonight for our Halloween special. Hope you're having a good night and a great start to your week. And well, happy Halloween to you. Joining me in the garage is, well, my friends, Emily and John. How you doing? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Joe and John.
All right, well, we got a Halloween playlist lined up tonight. We got a little fire going and eating candy. Emily, you made some lovely cider.
Oh, thank you. Put some cloves and cinnamon there.
Not just like Martha Stewart.
I am.
Yes. All right, but we got a lot of great music lined up, so make sure you stick around. Coming up, would be Halloween with the King of Darkness himself, Mr. Alice Cooper, with Welcome to My Nightmare. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio Halloween special.
Thank you. to my breakdown.
Jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They created the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
Monster Mash.
Welcome back to Garage Radio. You just heard the Halloween favorite Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett.
It wouldn't be Halloween without old Boris. Now, wouldn't
no,
it
wouldn't.
Be?
You gotta do the mash.
My name's Joe. Thanks for joining us for the Halloween special tonight. I hope you're having a great night. Well, my friend Johnny here, you got some Halloween facts, don't you?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Joe. First up, did you know that pumpkins are classified as a fruit, not as a vegetable? Basically, anything that originates from the likes of a flower is technically a fruit. And did you also know that Halloween originated from an ancient Celtic festival? The origins of Halloween date back 2,000 years to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which was celebrated on October 31st on the eve of the new year. According to the History Channel, the Celts believed that the dead returned to Earth that night, and so they lit bonfires, donned costumes to ward off the ghosts.
All right, Johnny there with Halloween facts.
They also carved turnips.
Yes. All right, getting back into the music here on Garage Radio. I have some Rolling Stones on the way, so make sure you stick around for that. But up next, well, we have The Who with Boris the Spider. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Yeah.
on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.
Jagger, what big teeth you have. The Rolling Stones there with their cover of Little Red Riding Hood. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for joining me this evening for this Halloween special. In the garage with me is what my girlfriend Emily and her brother Johnny. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
How you doing?
All right, Johnny. Happy Halloween. Johnny, you have some Halloween fun facts loaded up for us, don't you?
Did you know that the word witch comes from the old English word meaning wise woman? Taking it a notch further, witches were actually thought of in a positive light, with their opinions being highly respected. This probably could have been useful in Salem.
That it would, that it would.
Well, how timely. What a good fun fact there, John. Our next song is Donovan's Season of the Witch. Keep you tuned in here on Garage Radio. Happy Halloween.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be.
Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Joe's Radio Show here on this holiday special. I hope you're having a spooktacular evening. You just heard Rocky Erickson, I Walked With a Zombie, and prior to that, you listened to The Cramps, Zombie Dance. But first, before our next hit, I believe Emily has some spooky fun facts for you on this Halloween evening.
Thank you. So there's a reason why black and orange are associated with Halloween. Orange signals the harvest of autumn, while black is a symbol of darkness and acts as a reminder that Halloween once was a festival that marked the boundaries between life and death.
Keep it tuned in here. We got a lot of great music on the way. Got some Dead Kennedys on deck. But up first, here is a little-known group called The Mummies. It was a live recording back in 1992 off of San Francisco local public access television. Here is The Mummies with their song, The Fly. Keep it locked in here. Joe's Garage.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Garage Radio. You just heard Halloween by the Dead Kennedys. I'm Emily, Joe's girlfriend, and I'm also here with my brother, John. And this is our Halloween special.
Well, Johnny, you got some Halloween fun facts for us tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Joe. I would like to share that. Did you know that the next time there will be a full moon on Halloween will be in 2039?
Keep an eye out for werewolves then.
This is true.
A full moon on Halloween is fairly rare, happening every 18 or 19 years. The last Halloween full moon was in 2020, according to Earth Sky. We can expect the next Halloween full moon to happen on October 31st. I know. 2039, Joe. And that's not too far away, my friend.
Get my silver bullets prepared.
Mark your calendars.
All right. Coming up, we've got some Misfits on deck, but up next, this is a band that I'm a big fan of, a group called Worthy Kids with their song, Friends in Low Places. Keep tuned in here, Garage Radio Halloween special.
In old Venezia, I made my train, selling marionettes in my ramshackle bed. On that hallowed night when I lost my eye,
Stay!
Misfits there with their song Halloween. You're listening to Garage Radio Halloween Special. My name's Joe, and well, joining me in the garage tonight is my girlfriend Emily and her brother Johnny, which, you know, thanks for joining me tonight, guys. We roasted some pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. We watched that Christopher Lee movie of him as a vampire.
He who can't be named.
He who can't be named.
Joe, I just gotta say that I am peachy keen and thankful that you had me on your show here tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was very fun. Very spooky.
Very spooky indeed.
All right, well, I hope everybody has a happy and safe Halloween here. We're ending off tonight's show with Metallica and The Thing That Should Not Be. Thanks for listening, and hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if we played it on the saxophone, we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. And beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
1, 2, 3, 4, that's me, if you got the ball.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
naturally, we were easy on him. One of our friendly counselors gave him a donut and told him to stick closer to church-oriented social activities.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
I'll get the night off, you'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works.
It's 8 p.m., you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, this is Penny Finds.